Hello?
Hey Regs, this is Josh speaking. How are you?
I'm okay. Just was running, wondering what time we were going to get together. We had talked
Sorry, I was
11.
stuck in a meeting. Yep, I was stuck in a meeting and I just got done with the meeting. I was in a meeting with my marketing team because we had to get
Okay.
along on that as well. So I just thought to have that meeting first, and then I'm going to call you so that we can discuss about the social media marketing as well as we were discussing yesterday.
Good.
But
Okay.
awesome. But before we move forward with that, I would want you to have some familiarity with the portal that you were discussing yesterday. So can you just
Yes.
go on that particular portal and sign in?
Not without your help. That's what we were going to do today. Part of it was
Yep,
virtual help.
absolutely, absolutely. So I will be sharing my Zoom link in your email. But before that, you might have gotten that email last time from David or Steve. So can you just click on that and sign in so that I can have you join Zoom and we can proceed forward from there?
Okay, I have to find it. Hold on a second here. It was in my email, so I've got to go down to what was it? Was it Rex Barton 2? Was that where it was?
It was, just give me one second. That was from Creative
Yeah, I
Design.
got it. I got it. I have it. Okay. And I have the HTTPS. See, this is what I need to get on the my front screen. I'm going to write it down right now. Well, I'll do it after. I'm not going to take the time right now. I'll do it later.
Sure, I'm here.
Okay. Gnome book writing. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, now. Okay, I'm here on the main page. I don't know where to go.
Does the page say click here to sign in or log in, something like that?
Oh, I have to hit the green. That's right. I have to hit the green check mark. Yeah, okay. And it's not doing anything. Why?
Okay, just give me one second. Let me send you my Zoom link so that I can guide you from there.
Okay, I'll put that up here in the taskbar then.
Okay, I'm sending you an email right now. Give me one second. So
Okay.
go to the link.
Excuse
Sure,
me.
sure. Okay, let me send you my Zoom invite as well. Okay, shall I send it on rexbarton2@outlook.com?
Yes, I'm Rex Barton too. It doesn't go into any kind of a junk file, it goes straight to us. So that'll be the dedicated website or email site for us.
Sure. Let me have it sent, and I'll let you know so that you can refresh as well.
Okay.
Okay, I've sent the email from my end. It will have a Zoom link. You just need to click on that Zoom link and join in, and I'll help you through from there.
Okay. Okay, there it is. Good, good, good. Come on, get in there. Well, send it a refresh key again. I don't know where it went. Let me check the bottom of the email here.
You got the email?
It shouldn't be. No, not yet. Hold on. I mean, it came in, but I don't see it.
You can just search on the search bar, the inbox search bar, and just write Josh Baker, and it might appear there.
Okay. Okay, there we go. Okay, welcome on aboard. No, this is yesterday. This is not now.
Let me check the email again.
Yeah, I'm going to go back out. And
yep,
go
it's
back
sent to gregspartan2@outlook.com.
Okay. Give me one second.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Something.
Take your time.
I'll get it here in a minute.
Sure, sure.
A little longer. Okay. This has got to be it. It should have your name on it. It just has Carl's name, not yours.
I've sent another email just right now, so it should have my name.
Okay.
Is there a junk or spam folder that you can check? Since it's a new email, it might go there as well.
Yeah, I'll check it, but no, not in that. Rex Barton does not have a junk mail file. It's just I don't do it there. But I'm going to check one other website where it could have gotten hung up. Nope, it's not there.
Okay, let me resend you the email.
No. Just hold on one second.
Sure.
Come on. Let's start here. Can we? Two. Oh, got it. I'm going to refresh again. Oh, I wanted while I'm doing this, I wanted to share. There it is. I found it.
You found it?
Yeah. What I want to share with you real quick is I have my high school yearbook. There's a couple hundred people in there that we keep in touch,
mm-hmm.
And they all want to know more about me and the books and people order from there. Then I have over 2,000 people on my Facebook following me. Those I want to get to you. So when we start social media, we start talking about that and how we're going to do it, I want to make sure that you have those two to start off with so we have a lot more people that are going to be coming on quicker.
Yep, absolutely. I'm going to discuss the same. You're going to have this social media discussion on the same call, so that's fine. I'm going to have that discussed as well. So you found the one with the Zoom meeting
yeah.
And all?
Yes. Here is the link. So I've got the link.
Just click on the link.
Team Portal. Personal meeting. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Do I go to your personal meeting room?
Yep.
Join the meeting? Yeah.
Yep.
Join
the meeting room. And from there, you will be able to share your screen with me. And I will be able to navigate you and help you how where you have to click.
Yeah, that's weird. Come on. Okay, let me go to. Do I have to go on Teamwork portal first?
Yes, click on the Teamwork portal link as well.
Oh, okay. That's why it wasn't working.
And click on the Zoom link as well. So even if you're not doing that, that's fine. Just make sure that you click on the Zoom meeting link so that I will be able to view what you are viewing on your end, and I will be able to help you from there.
Yeah, but it's not doing. It's not going. Let me go down to the second email you sent.
Is it not letting you click on the link where it says join Zoom meeting and below that is a link?
No. No, it's not.
Okay, can you try clicking
on
that?
The second one is not.
Can you try clicking on that again?
Sure. No, it won't take me there.
Okay, in that case, what you can do is,
don't know why.
Do you have Zoom in your computer? Can you join Zoom? I'll let you know what my meeting ID and password.
I think I have Zoom. Let me see here. Let me go down and search. I know I have it somewhere in here.
Sure.
Zoom application. Well, Zoom application. Join meeting.
Yep, click on join meeting.
Meeting ID or personal link is...
Yep. I'll let you know the meeting ID. It's 310.
I'm sorry, what?
Sure. Click on meeting ID. Join a meeting. I'll let you know my meeting ID.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 310.
Oh, three. Hold on. 310.
581.
581.
9013. Yep. Click on join.
Join.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to ask you for
meeting
a password.
Passcode.
Yep. It's capital Q, as in quail.
Yes.
And the number 3.
67.
No, it's going to be the letter capital Q.
Yeah, I got it.
Then the number 3.
Yes.
Then it's going to be U in smaller case.
U, okay.
Then it's going to be the number 7.
Yes.
Then it's going to be the letter M as in Mary in smaller case.
Yes.
And then it's going to be N as Nancy in capital.
Oh, in capital, okay.
Yep, that would be it.
Verifying, connecting, Zoom.
Yep. I see that you're in my Zoom. Let me have you join in. Yep, you're in my Zoom. Sounds good. And now, do you see an option where it says share screen at the bottom?
Yes, got it.
You have to just share your screen with me.
Host is disabled. Participant screen sharing, okay.
Okay, just let me enable that. Give me 1 second. Okay, now you'll be able to share your screen.
Okay. Come on. Not happening yet, but...
I think you're connected on your phone and Zoom both, so you can just mute your Zoom mic. That's perfectly fine.
Okay, mute that, all right.
Okay, and now you can click on share screen at the bottom.
Again, okay.
Yep, it's going to allow you to share your screen completely.
Not yet. I'm up, I'm showing 3-4 screens.
Okay, it's just going to say screen. Click on the screen first option and then click on share.
Okay. Come on.
Awesome. Now I see you sharing the screen. Awesome. Now what you have to do is on the same email that you are right now, just scroll a bit up. Yep, and copy this whole a bit down, where it says here is the link.
Okay.
Scroll a bit down where I have shared the Teamwork link.
Like that?
Yep, here. Yep, a bit up. A bit up.
Well, oops, no, I erased it all. Hold on.
Sure. Yep, that's it. So you just have to copy this whole link from HTTPS till the end. Yep. Yep. Copy this. Yep, just copy this.
Keep going away. Hold on. I'm going to put the phone down. I have it on speaker. Can't use one hand sometimes.
Okay, let me help you out with that. You might have gotten a prompt on your screen which says request access. Do you see any prompt? You just have to accept that.
Approve, yeah. Okay, got it.
Okay. Let me help you out with this. I am controlling your screen. Let me help you out real quick.
Got it.
Let me open it up over here. Okay. Okay, so Rex, this is how your portal will look. Let me help you understand the whole portal. So this is how the portal will look, okay? So once you log in, here is how you will be able to see my message. Here's that option, which says inbox. So once you go on more, you'll be able to see this option, inbox. So you just have to click on this message of mine. So for example, here it says 23rd May. So whenever I send a new message, you'll be able to have this written on bold, and you'll be able to understand that I've sent you a message. So once you click over here, it's going to open up my message over here.
Okay, got it.
Okay, give me one second. Let me scroll it down. And here, you see that I've shared two files with you?
Yes. Yeah, I looked at them yesterday.
So that's how you will be able to download your file. Once you click on this option, this particular option, you'll be able to download the files on your end. Now, how you can share those files with me is you just have to click on add reply, the option that you see over here.
Yes.
Yep. So once you click over here, it's going to open this message box. So what you can do is, just giving you an example, hello, Josh, please find the file attached. So you have written your message, and over here you can attach your file. So you can either attach your file like this, and let me explain you one more thing. What's the other way for you to attach your file? So do I have your permission to open this file folder of yours?
Yes, yeah, of course.
Sure, thank you. Let me help you out with another easy way as well that you can do to share your files with me. So how you can do is, let me help you down with this as well. So for example, if I am on documents, and for example, it's this copy. So what you can do is you can drag and drop that file over here as well. So once you drag and drop it, it's going to attach the file over here. And here it shows that the file is attached. So this is just one example of you attaching the file. The other example would be that you can just click on attach file, and you can just simply search for any file from your system and can attach it over here.
Okay.
So once you click on add files, it's going to directly to your system, and you can attach wherever you have downloaded your file. And once you have attached that file, you can just simply click on post reply, and then it's going to send the message to me. So that's how it would be. So I'm just typing a test message, and showing you that how the message would be gone, and that's how you post your reply. And it's sent. See? So this is how the whole fit would be maintained. Like, for example,
why don't we go ahead and, Josh, why don't we go ahead and send the proof book to you, the manuscript?
Absolutely, we can do that.
Because you just had it there.
Okay, awesome. Can you just help me navigate where that would be so that I can have it added?
Okay, it was in, no, not in any of the, attachments maybe? Maybe attachments? Yeah.
Okay.
GreedPawn, no, that's two other. You're going to be getting GreedPawn, but not yet.
Okay, sure.
Okay, come on. Okay, go up. I guess documents and ask for it. Ask for.
Shall we search it instead? Do you remember?
Yeah, search. I mean, yeah. Just put poof. Yeah, there we go. Okay, it's the first one, 8:30. That's the one we want, the top one.
Okay, sure. Let me have it attached. So I've dragged and dropped over here, and here you can see that it's attached. So that's how you will be able to view that it's attached. And just one thing, whenever you're sending an attachment, just make sure that you're typing at least a one-liner or a word, because without that, it won't let you post your reply. All right?
Okay. All right.
Sounds good.
So I would just put your name and here's a manuscript.
Yep. And just one more thing. Have you filled out the two forms that I shared with you last time so that I can have those attached as well?
The two forms?
Yes, I shared the two forms over here. So have you filled those as well?
Well, yeah, I printed it, but no, I haven't got it all. I couldn't go back here. I didn't know how to do it. So,
no
but
worries.
I have it. I wrote it. I wrote it out.
Okay. And so is it like saved in your files, or do you want to fill it out again?
Okay. I will get to it today, that's for sure.
Sure. Let me download those files over here so that you have an idea that where how you can download that. So that's how you'll be able to download the files. And the files are simply downloaded in your system. This is one file. This is the second file. And both
go
of the
ahead,
files are downloaded.
Open up the first one.
Sure. And let me sort it out for you as well.
Okay.
Okay, these are the two covers. And if I have your permission, shall I help you with creating a new folder so that you can have all the files that we both are working on a same folder?
Please. That would be a big help.
Sure thing. So I am creating a new file in this document folder, and I'll just name it as Gnome Book Folder. Okay?
Good.
Okay, so just for you as well, because
and
after that...
Put it on my desktop.
Sure, I'll add it over there. I'll add it over there. And okay, I'll have this added to your desktop as well. And let me guide you one more thing, that whenever you download a file, it's going to go directly to your download options. So, for example, here you see that these are the two files that are downloaded to here. All right? So let me just guide you in another easy way how you can move those folders in the GNOME folder. So once you see the recent files that you have downloaded, you can just click on one of the file. And just press Control X. So once you press Control X, or you can just right click and press on Cut. So once you do that, here's the Cut option. The scissor option. So once you do that, let me help. Once you do that, these files are like cut, and now you can go to your document folder and just the new folder that we created, the GNOME book folder here. You can just double click on that, and you can just press Control V or just right click and press paste, and you'll have those documents added over here.
Okay.
So this is how you can maintain your single folder with our files.
Good. Okay.
Awesome.
Well,
so
I put it in there. I started to copy it. And I made a copy of the form too, and I also wrote in the first few lines. It's just the questions that we have to just go over right now,
mm-hmm.
Whenever you want to do it.
Sure, I'm fine with that. So whenever you open a file, you will see an option which says enable editing, and once you click on that, you will be able to make changes to whatever this the book would be. So that's how simple you would be able to fill out your form like this. I can fill it out.
Yeah, I did that.
All right.
Yeah, I did that.
So it's already filled. Do you have it saved in your system?
It better be. I don't know.
Okay, let me check that if there's any recent file that you have saved.
Yeah.
Okay, just 523, 545. That would be the one that we downloaded,
yeah.
But I don't think it's edited right now. So let me just open and check.
Okay. Yeah, because I copied it, I had my name and everything.
Oh,
there it is.
There it is.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All we have to do is that part right there, all the questions. I have them written out in my hand, but you know, my print copy, but I couldn't work within this system.
All right, no worries. Let me have you proceed forward. So this would be a fiction story, right? It would be short
yes.
of fiction. All right, perfect. Let me have this highlighted for my team. Okay.
So all you have to do is just click on it and that highlighted it, and that's it?
Yep, that's it. So instead of me just selecting that, I have just clicked on this and selected that this highlight option, and the team would now know that this is a fiction
story. Oh, okay, in the color up there. Okay, I see that.
Yep.
All right, and as far as question number three, all of the above.
Okay, so we can add another option over here. So I can just go it this way instead of writing all of the above. I'm going to select all of these. All right?
Okay. Yeah. Now that might seem strange to you, but when you get into the story, you're going to learn that. In fact, I need to talk to you about it. Yep. Can I mention it real quick?
Sure. Absolutely.
There's going to be a lot of scientists and a lot of people interested in finding out more about this particular plant life and the butterflies that are poisonous. There's only 12 butterflies in the entire world that are poisonous, and all of which can hurt animals and people. People have died. It just depends on the how strong the person is. So this is something that is my particular butterfly that I found is not listed yet as a poisonous butterfly or plant, but there are 12 others in the world, India, Mexico, Africa, that are. So it's real. It's a real thing. So that's why I put professionals, laymen, young adults, kids, you know, anyone. There's going to be some traveling going on in the world down to the Amazon, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
It might not be good. Might be bad. I don't know.
Yep, I understand your point. That it's more of an informative, and apart from just being informative, it is sort of feedback for and a learning experience and research and development as well for the scientists and everyone.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. And then number four is, there again, it's got a little bit of everything in it.
Okay,
it has personal, it has formal, informal, humorous.
So
there's some humorous things between dialogue of people.
Based on context on different chapters. So
yeah.
It has humor, learning, formal, and informal tone both.
Right.
All right. So I have shared, we have this highlighted, so my team is aware that we have made.
Gosh, you're fast.
It's just the nature of the work. And is there a particular narrative that you would like to specify over here on the question?
Believe it or not, I've used first, second, and third in most all of my books. It's not just I don't do it in one way. I change depending on what the scene I'm trying to do or explain.
Okay, so what I can tell my writing team is that it has mixed narratives based on
yes.
the context. If any,
right.
If anything needs a change, please do let know. So this is just a
yeah.
note for the writing team so that they can
good.
help us based on their expertise as well.
Good. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, you have it.
Yep. I have selected that. Okay, so
yes,
this is
you have the content.
Yeah,
you have
a
beginning, yeah.
Yep.
And White, I wanted to write this book. What is that? Question 8. I love writing, and I tested my writing in all genres.
Also, want you love writing, and you also want to share your experience with everyone, and it's more of a research as well. So let me help and let me
yeah.
tell them as well.
Yes.
That sounds
good.
Fine.
Perfect.
Awesome.
That's good.
And is there a specific time frame that you're planning to look forward to?
Yeah, of course, ASAP.
Oh, all right, I'm just going to add a bit of humor over here to my writing team. I would say ASAP writing team.
Yeah, as soon as the website is finished, I'm going to get a copy of it Friday, and then I'll be sending it to you, and you'll be able to get some advance notice on it. And then I have 6-7 books going up on the website. And this one, poof, is going to be something I want to get out as soon as we can. I am going to be working on the cover, then I'll need your help for finishing it, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. And who do you plan on selling your books to? Obviously, it's going to be everyone.
Yes, that's right, everyone.
And the general market. Okay, is there a particular writing style that you prefer? So based on the narrative, I will share the same with my team that it's mixed. And if there's any expertise, they can always share that.
Yeah, most of what I wrote down is I enjoy all styles, especially if I have lived it and done it, trained on it. I enjoy it.
All right, I'll let my team know the same. And as you mentioned that there are no such books right now in the market, right?
Oh, yeah. But they're my books. I printed. Or do you mean poof?
Something of the same genre.
No. Well, yeah, I have fiction books. I got a couple of fiction books out there already.
Yep, but it's not but, something that is similar to your book, right, that you've currently written?
No, nothing.
Awesome. And anything else that you would like to discuss?
Number 15, social and multimedia upgrades, screenplays, and trailers.
Okay, so that is something that I personally can help you with that. Since this is just based for the writing team, we can just have it as NA. That would be perfectly fine.
All right.
Awesome. And do you have your chapters divided and have you filled down? So let me just do one thing.
No. I have chapters, but I didn't fill that part in.
Okay, so let me just do one thing. Let me open up your manuscript over here real quick so that if there's anything that we can discuss on call, I'll let you know, okay?
Okay.
Sure. Let me open up the proof. Okay. To search it on documents. Poof. So that would be the one. Let's open this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now this kind of gives an outline to start with.
Okay. And you have the characters over here.
Yes.
Okay. Characters list. Okay. That sounds perfect to me. Okay, I see that's how it's going forward.
Now you're in chapter 1, April Fools. This is where the book really begins.
Okay, I see that. I'm just scrolling it a bit fast so that I just see what if it's all aligned or if there's anything that we require more so that we can discuss it on the same call.
Right.
Okay, chapter 2, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, I've named the chapters, so, you know, whatever is we're going into there.
Sounds good to me.
I haven't done any, I've not done any spelling or, you know, word check or anything. So, but I do have a few words. A lot of those blue lines and things are maybe words or names that are not known.
We'll take care of that. Nothing to worry. I will have my team sort out all the spellings and formatting and everything, so that is something my team will take care of.
If it's English, if it's a brogue of some kind, English brogue, try to, you know, save all of that kind of stuff to make it more English reading.
Sure thing. And I do see that you have pretty much covered the chapters as well. As far as I see, it's written up to, let me scroll to the last page. So it's up to page 42 or 43, right?
No, it goes beyond that.
Okay.
It goes further.
Because it's...
Somehow it's all been lost here. I think, maybe not. I thought I had 70 some odd pages.
Okay, because over here, the draft that you asked me to open and the draft that you shared with me, it only has like 43 pages.
No, we have to open up a different one because I know there's 70 pages.
Okay, let me check if there's any other latest file. Okay. That would be 613.21. Okay. I think we should try opening this file, the 529 one.
Okay.
Let me check this one.
Well, Jonathan, I don't know where I put. I wrote down somewhere the number of words, the word count, and whatnot. And now I can't find it.
Okay, I see that this is another file that I just opened, and it has 51 pages.
Yeah, that's not right either then, because I know I've got about 70-some-odd pages.
Okay.
Somewhere I got it.
Let me...
Here it is. Total page count is 72. Ending, what I would like to end, it's in the first part of your form, is around 225 pages.
Okay. Yep, you said that you filled it out in the form, but for me to have the manuscript that you worked on, you said that it has 70 pages, right? So I'm I'm just trying to locate that particular file with 72 pages so that I can have that shared with me.
Yeah. I could look too later and find out what happened to it, or if it's maybe I have that file on my system still out of context. Let's see.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. What you can do is you can always search for that file and you can share that updated file with me. That would be particularly
okay,
fine
I will.
Once you get time.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I'm writing it down right now.
Awesome. And you are aware about the portal as well now, so you would know how to reply back to me, right?
Yes, I think I can.
Okay. Awesome. So let me just do one thing. Let me save the form that I just filled out right now real quick in your system.
Mm-hmm.
That shared with me, all right?
Okay.
Let me save it. Just give me one second. Okay, it's going to be in the folder. Okay, let me save it in documents. me save it in notebook writing folder.
Oh, that's another thing too. I wanted to talk to you about too at some point, and that's pictures for the book. I think there needs to be a few pictures.
Okay, sure. We can discuss as we move forward towards completion of the book,
yeah.
Or we're midway there. Then we can further discuss on the pictures as well. I'll have those included wherever you would like, because
book trailers too.
Yep, absolutely. Because right now, let's just move with baby step. I will have the writing initiated. And once we have the writing initiated, we can move forward with the pictures and the illustrations as well.
Good.
Let me share the form that I just filled out right now. Okay, that would be the form. Let me share.
No, not Spectre Light. Spectre Light's not even written.
Okay. Okay, so that would not be the one. Let me open it because we were saving one of the files.
Yeah, that's not even done. That just has a small, reminder for me when I start to write it. That's book number 6 in the Eye of the Hawk.
Yep, I think the form that we just filled out, it got accidentally saved with this name. I'll have the name changed. So this is actually the form that we filled, but accidentally the name got copied with the other file. So let me have this corrected for you. It's going to be book writing form fill. So this is the form that we just filled, and I'll have this shared with me. Second, let me scroll down. So I'll just type a test message over here. It's manuscript till page 43 and filled out form. All right.
No, it should have 72.
Yep, but unfortunately, we were unable to locate that. So that is the reason I've shared this 43 file. And once
got
you
it.
Locate the original file, you can just reply back to me the same way and share that file with me.
Okay, got it.
So at least on these 43 pages, I can have my teams at least kickstart the work.
Good.
Awesome. So let me just...
What is your guesstimate as far as finish? How long?
This is something that I will be updating you by tomorrow or the day after, because what I'm going to do is, since I have your Word file with me and your form, I am going to have a meeting with my team either before day end today or at the day start tomorrow. So once I have the meeting with them, I can discuss about the project, how we're going to initiate forward, and how we're going to discuss the timeline. So once I have that meeting, I'm going to discuss it with them, and I'm going to share the whole roadmap with you.
Good. Yeah, and then maybe we can talk later on, you know, at when you have the time and you feel it's a good thing is be doing the social media.
Absolutely. We can discuss it right now as well. Let me give you a brief idea of how social media would work. And let's discuss about the other books first, because those books are published already, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let me help you with that, and let me explain how that would work. So basically what we offer is we do have like in marketing, we do have pre-publishing marketing campaign as well. We have post-publishing marketing campaign as well. We do offer ebook trailers as well, which is like a 60-second trailer for your book, which has like details about your book. It has the book cover, a brief summary, just like those movie trailers that you see. So that's how we
create. I have them on all my books. Most of them are about 90 seconds.
Oh, sounds great. So yes, that's usually what we recommend. It's 60 to 90 seconds, because you know that trailers, they need to be short so that it can grasp the attention of the audience and they don't skip it. So we do offer those as well. So in the pre-publishing marketing campaign, we will get you a book trailer just like all those movie trailers. And the trailer will be published on YouTube as well on our channel and also on social media pages. We do create social media pages from our end as well. But as you mentioned that you already have your social media pages, right?
Right.
All right. So what we can do is we do have like different packages where we offer like 3 months social media marketing, 4 months, 3 to 6 months social media marketing, where we basically work on calendars, work on posts to further enhance your book and to further express your book to more of the followers. We do have like in our standard package, the 6 month packages, we have like email blasts where we send emails to 200,000 subscribers regarding your book, which also includes like press releases on different social media platforms and those social media blogs. We do have certain social media influencers as well who are specifically into these book writings only. So they do share your books as well because it's a part of the social media influencer campaign. And we then have like social media paid campaigns on Facebook and Instagram as well, where we allocate a certain budget, we use search engine optimization, and we control, we manage your social media for 3 to 6 months based on the package that you have purchased, which also includes like promotional postcards, bookmarks, posting book trailers and whatnot. And this would also include like search engine optimization online on your Amazon account as well, so that whenever people search on your book, or people search a particular keyword, our expertise team of marketing can have those keywords incorporated on your account, and so that whenever people search a particular book, your book would show up as well. So that's like divided into three phases. So in first month, we work on researching the demographics, how and which market are we going to target. In the second month, we start preparing the marketing campaign. For example, preparing the video trailer, video teaser, and initiation of social media marketing. In the third month, what we start to do is we start running our advertisements, targeting the social media traffic, and we also work on the weekly stats. So that is something that we offer on social media marketing, and it is something that does not include the trailer. Trailer is something that comes separately, but we include it as a part of our package as well. So if you go for a 3 month social media marketing only, since you said that you already have a website and you already have your pages created. So if you go towards targeting a 3 month social media marketing campaign, that would cost around like $3,000. But if you go for like 4 to 5 months, that's going to be somewhat at a discounted price. So if you go for 5 months, that's going to be somewhere around like $4,500. So is there a particular thing that you are planning or any particular target that you have in mind or any budget that you plan to move forward with?
Well, I could probably start off with, well, I don't know. I don't know what I could start off with. My budget is, you know, until I start selling books, I my budget's limited. I spent so much money on so many bad things, as you know, self-publishers and so forth. That's why I have my own publishing company, because I got tired of being stolen from. I do have the people that are doing my website also are going to start off with social media, with you know, the standard, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. They're going to start. They're going to be doing, I think, 2 to 4 times a week.
Okay.
And 4 days, you know, once or twice a day for 4 days each week. And I prepaid for all of that. So my website and the social media start is going to happen next month. But that's only a start, and I need you guys to be the big push, the big worldwide, you know, make. I want to be the brand, Rex Hawk Barton or Rex Barton. I'm the brand.
We're
the books are just,
you
know, yeah, and that's, and I need to get there, and I want to get there as quickly as I can so I can maybe get ready for Christmas, some big, big things for Christmas time. And whatever it takes for me to travel, or if I have to go to where you are or anywhere else for radio, TV, whatever, I want to be ready to go. My wife, I'm going to have home health care again come in and help with, you know, if I have to go somewhere.
Absolutely, absolutely. I am going to be working on this as well to make sure that whatever you require, we get you over there. So we'll have.
Yeah. Now, as far as the 3 months, 3,000, you know, this is going pretty fast, and I can't get it all, but I'm going to have to go back over it again. But 3,000 is not a problem.
All right. So perfectly fine, perfectly fine. So just wanted to understand a bit more that the team that is already working on your social media, how long have you signed up with them for?
Gosh, I don't know. I think it's, I don't know. I don't remember. 6 months, maybe, something like that. It's not very much. It's not much money. It's only about less than $200 a month. So I can well afford that.
Okay, so basically what they're going to be working on would be basically just the postings. But what we personally are going to be working on is we're going to be targeting the market as well, just like with the paid campaigns and whatnot. Just like you know.
Yeah, they don't do that.
Yep, exactly. So that is one thing that we offer additionally. So if you would like, we can have that kick started as well. We can start working on this as well. And it's not necessary that you go ahead and pay like those 3,000 at once. You can start paying, for example, if you're opting to go for a three-month package, you can pay, and for $3,000, you can pay 2,000 right now or 1,500 right now, and you can pay the remaining 1,500 in the next month as well. That's going to be completely fine.
Okay. All right, we can go over that then again, because I want to get started. This has got to work for me this time. I'm getting too old, and being a full time caregiver is wearing me out. So, you know, I got to be careful. I got to keep up my end as long as I can, and not overdo like I usually do.
Nothing to worry about.
Stay healthy.
Absolutely, nothing to worry about. What I'm going to do is I'm going to share the complete details of the package on your email and the portal as well. So you can take your time, you can review that, and we can have, whenever we're having a next conversation, either by tomorrow or the day after, we can further discuss on this. That's perfectly fine.
Good, perfect. I appreciate that, Joe.
So what I'm going to do right now is I'm just going to have your, I have received all the details on my end. I am going to go forward and have the same thing aligned to my team. I'm going to be discussing further with them about your project. And by tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, I'm going to give you an update as well regarding the timeline.
Okay.
Meanwhile, what you can do is you can just try to find the other manuscript with those 73 pages that you mentioned, the actual manuscript with the complete revised one. And you can share that with me. And also, I will be sharing the marketing details with you. And you can let me know whichever package best suits you. And we can further discuss on that then. All right?
Good. Sounds good.
Awesome. And I probably would be calling you by tomorrow. Or let's do one thing. Instead of tomorrow, let's have a call scheduled for Friday. I'm going to give you a call on Friday at 11 at the same time. All right?
Friday, 11 o'clock. Okay.
So I'll give you a call on Friday at 11, and we're going to have a further discussion on the marketing and the roadmap of your book.
Good.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Would there be anything else that I can help at this point of time?
No. I think I got my job, my work cut out. I've got to do, I got to find that manuscript that I was working on.
So sure,
73 pages. It's right in my computer here somewhere.
Yep, it's going to be somewhere there. You just have to view a few of the files. And as soon as you need any of my help, you can let me know as well.
Good, thank you. Yeah, I'll probably call you back and say, how do I get it to you again? Even though it's gone so fast that I can't.
You can just drop me an email as well, or you can just reply back. I might have a meeting right now. You can just reply back to me, and I'll give you a call by myself.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you.
Thank you
very much,
Josh. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.